Hey everybody, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barn Burner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, fired up show is available on 114 platforms, and also on the OSG Sports app, and our own app, Barn Burner app, downloaded on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barn Burner, download it today. Welcome to an NLCS preview of Stolen Bases with Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Steve, if I asked you at the beginning of the year, St. Louis, Washington, National League Championship Series, what would you tell me?
I would tell you I'd be surprised that St. Louis made the postseason. So, to be honest, I thought that Washington would make the playoffs, but I was kind of, I would have said probably either Chicago or Milwaukee would have made the postseason on the National League Central side before the Cardinals. And then to say that the Nationals won a playoff series for the first time since they were the Expos in 1981 was absolutely mind-boggling to me. I thought that, this is a team that just had no way of knowing how to get over the hump. They've tried for years. You know, they tried with Davey Johnson. They tried with Matt Williams. They tried with Dusty Baker. And now with Davey Martinez. And remember that, you know, it wasn't that long ago. It was, you know, in the middle of the season that there was talk about, you know, maybe they need to fire Davey and move on from him. And, you know, credit to the learners and credit to Mike Rizzo. They stuck with Martinez. He was able to get things turned around. They got the first wild card, and now they've won a postseason series. And they've won a postseason series in a huge way, going on the road to Dodger Stadium and beating Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers to go on to the National League Championship Series.
I bet you who's the saddest of all, other than Clayton Kershaw, is some guy named Harper. What do you think Bryce Harper thinks?
Yeah, he's been sitting on his couch the last 2 weeks wondering where he went wrong. It is amazing to see that, you know, maybe one of the best players in the National League leaves his team and that team ends up going to the playoffs. And that just tells you how good the farm system has been for Washington, that they can let a guy like Bryce Harper, a former National League MVP, a guy that, you know, signed for 12 years and $330 million with a division rival, and all they do is they go bring up Victor Robles and put him in center field, and everything just works out fine. And, that club just seemed to be going in the right direction, even the bullpen. And that has been notoriously bad for the Nationals throughout the course of their franchise history. It's always been a question of who's going to get the final 9 or 12 outs in a game. And even they have been fantastic over the last couple of weeks, getting the job done. And so kudos to Davey, kudos to Mike Rizzo, and kudos to the Washington Nationals for finally getting the monkey off of Max Scherzer's back. That's the one thing. I was talking with Brittany Garoli of The Athletic, the Nationals beat reporter, during the spring, and she was talking about how long-term contracts are not normally a good thing. And she said that the only exception to that was Max Scherzer. And I had to remind her that the Nationals at that point had won exactly as many playoff series without him as they had with him. And now that has changed, and they've won a playoff series, and now they have an opportunity to play for the National League Championship with Max Scherzer and with that pitching staff being ready to take on a St. Louis Cardinals team that basically dismantled Atlanta. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great, great series.
All right, so now let me ask you this. Some people are saying, you know, Washington had an overall better record than St. Louis, but St. Louis, because they finished first in the Central, get home advantage. Do you think that is fair?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it has to be. I think you have to credit the teams that win, that finish in first place in their division. Even if, say... Let's say that, you know, the Rays, and it wouldn't be this way this year, but let's say that the Rays had finished with 97 wins And the Cleveland Indians finished with 95 or 94 wins, and the Indians had won the Central, and the Rays were the wild card. Unfortunately, you know, you would have to credit the Indians for finishing first in their division and give them the home field. I'm okay with it to a point. I mean, it's not like in the NFL where a team that's, 7-9 and somehow wins their division with a 7-9 record gets a home playoff game. I think that's a little much. But, you know, most of these teams are going to be in the upper 50 or low 60% winning percentage. So I'm okay with a division winner that may have, a game or two fewer, one or two fewer wins getting home field.
All right. So who's your pick?
It's so hard to right now go against Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. So I am going to say, even though they are the team that does not have home field, I just have a feeling that the Nationals will get the job done and be able to celebrate in St. Louis, probably in game. I'll say Nationals in seven, with Max Scherzer being a big part of game seven. But yeah, I'm going to take the Nats.
Wow. The Nats. Okay. So, the Nats, maybe against the Yankees, maybe against your team, Tampa. Imagine the World Series 2019, the Nats versus Tampa.
Yeah, it's funny because you'd have two managers that were former Rays players in Kevin Cash and Davey Martinez. You would have a number of connections between these two clubs. They're a lot closer in style and in performance than most people realize. You know, everybody knows, Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg, and not as many people know Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow and Charlie Morton. But I think people are going to realize that that is indeed the World Series matchup, and we're not even close to being there yet. But seeing the similarities between those two teams would be really fun to watch.
Yeah, all right. So that's Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Steve, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Now, I appreciate it, Joe. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Steve Carney, and check out my daily podcast about the Tampa Bay Rays, the Inside Pitch Podcast. Still going daily, even in the playoffs. We're going to go daily until the end of the Rays baseball season, and then we'll switch to going weekly at that point. You can follow that show at Inside Pitch Pod and listen on whatever podcast platform you're using, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, the iHeartRadio app, and the Rays blog at 95.3WDAE.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Joe.